with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys Show. Barbecue Bob is out. I have Chef Schultz from the Sekia Culinary Institute for Education joining me, as well as Chaz Thompson, the baritone of beer from Schmoe's Brewery. Chaz, during the break, you just popped open this Coconut Crusher Toasted Coconut Stout. I don't think summer when I think stout, but I'm liking this one, man.
It's a Caribbean stout.
Is that what it is?
Oh, man. Just think with pork, how it pork's a canvas. You can paint any kind of flavor into it. You know, I watch a lot of pirate stuff. You know, I'm a pirate.
Right.
And they lived on pork because pigs are easy to raise anywhere in the world practically.
Sure.
And we've been talking about how you can season up pork and stuff. You can go a little Caribbean with it. I love a little pineapple, a little brown sugar. I'm a pork.
Yeah, ooh.
Papayas, mangoes would be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. All those Caribbean things, and then a coconut beer to go with it.
Why not, man? I love it. So, once again, this is the Coconut Crusher from Schmoe's, 6.4% alcohol, borderline session beer. Chaz brought the heavies with him today, buddy.
Well, you know.
I appreciate that.
Go home.
Right. Go big or go home. I want to talk a little bit more about pork with you, Bob, and that is the sausages and brats. We have a lot of local butchers around. You know, I'm preferenced as the Sobeys and the Sobey Meats here in West Michigan. But anywhere you're listening out there, the local butcher usually has some great brats and kielbasas and things this time of year. Got any recommendations on which of those are easier to grill or just grilling them all together? How would you prepare them? Do you boil them first? Do you just grill them off? What are your thoughts?
If you are going to boil them, just a little bit. If I'm doing a large quantity for hundreds of people, then I do, just to be safe, to get the quantity out. Definitely put some beer in that when you're boiling it. Definitely bay leaves, peppercorns. Quite a bit of pepper would be great. If not, if you have the time, low and slow on a grill with those. I like that natural smokiness flavor with those brats and on the grill, but quantity, I do parboil them just a little bit.
Okay, so if you're just feeding your family out back, you go and you get a pack of 8 or 16 brats. You mentioned low and slow on that. Why?
Because if they cook it too hot, they'll kind of expand and then or get burned on the outside. So then the casein would kind of explode on there. So I just kind of maybe hot in the beginning. I should repeat myself. So maybe hot in the beginning to get a nice sear, nice caramelization, and then turn the grill down. And then longer.
The idea, right, Chaz, is you don't want that casing to pop because you're going to lose all the moisture inside of that tube, which is what makes the flavor. You mentioned, Bob, fat's flavor. Right, and it is fat. I mean, it's pork fat is mixed in with the sausages, and but if that casing pops, it's gonna get dry. And the other thing is I've seen people rather than using tongs, will use a fork to roll those.
What'd that brat ever do to you? What are you jabbing at it?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't hurt that thing. Now I take a little different twist. I do my boil afterwards, but I boil just in beer. And quite often I'm dealing with rogue people. They're right. Like herding cats. Then everybody wants to eat at the same time. So I'm manning the grill. I grill them, and then I'll have a foil pan off to the side on the grill with some beer in it, some onions, some bay leaf, and things like that in there. And I'll put those over there, and they kind of finish in there. They're staying hydrated. You never get a dried out brat. And any excess fat's going to float off them, so you don't get a real greasy on the outside brat. And you impart the flavor back in after you've maybe cooked out some of those juices, because maybe one did explode.
So you're finishing the cook in a liquid. And this is something that you and I talked about before the show, Bob, is there's a technique that I want you to explain to people. Is sous vide? Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes. Sous vide is kind of a unique style of cooking. It's been around for a long, long time. I used this technique when I was in France many years ago, 20 years ago, and basically you're taking usually a protein or a vegetable, but proteins are the best, is you put it in a bag, you add some sort of marinade or flavoring in there. So it could be a lime juice, or it could be onions, could be garlic, and then you take the oxygen out, or you shrink wrap it, and then you actually then cook it in a water bath. And these water bath is a consistent temperature. And so whatever temperature you have that water bath at, then that protein never goes above that temperature. So for example, my chicken, I'll cook in that water bath at like 150, 130, or somewhere around 148 to 150, and then pull it off and then quickly sear it on a hot skillet or a hot grill to get that caramel color on the outside. And I like serving mine, I hate to say it, but I probably undercook some of my chicken for the carryovering process.
Sure.
To then serve it to a guest.
And that carryover process means when you pull it out of the heat, it continues to cook. The temperature continues to go up a little bit. It's just a natural part of the process.
Correct.
Okay. So this sous vide technique, which is new to me, but why do you do it? What is the advantage of it?
To get a consistent temperature. So let's say it's in a restaurant, like in a restaurant use, is I want a nice medium rare steak. And if you put the steak on a grill and you start to cook it, the outside of that steak is going to be more well done, where the middle might be more rare. So by cooking it at a consistent temperature, like in a water bath, then it will cook it all the way through, and then you can finish it on a skillet or a grill to give it that nice color and flavoring.
So this is you can do this with any protein. I mean, it's just not chicken or fish, but I that just seems odd to me, very frankly, because so you shrink wrap it with the seasonings in it.
You vacuum seal it.
Vacuum seal it, and then you boil it, though. And so you don't boil it because you're controlling the temperature of the water.
Right. To boil is to spoil. So we got to remember that whenever you're cooking, to boil is to spoil. So then the challenge is, if you're doing it at home and you have it on a burner, for example, because not a lot of people have this. A sous vide, we have them definitely at the college, and it's kind of like a little pump that circulates the water and heats the water at a consistent temperature.
Okay.
So the water is kind of circulating very, very slowly. But it gets a product exactly the temperature you want, and the flavor, the juiciness of a piece of beef or a piece of chicken or pork, there's no comparison.
Really? Yeah. I'll have to try it. That sounds like a man technique. It's time for a little bit of man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in downtown Saranac, just on the east side of Grand Rapids. If you've not been there, they do great pasties. And in honor of Bob, you eat them with ketchup. Some of us eat them with gravy, but Bob,
I love my pasties.
Yeah, oh, they're a little pocket of dough with potatoes and meat inside. They're awesome. But anyway, today's Man Law: all men must eat meat, and a lot of meat. If not borderline carnivore, for no reason should a man ever be stuck with eating tofu. Some people like it. Not a grilling guy. I've taken some heat for that in the past, but I'm in control. Bob, you're not here, so that's the way this is going to work today.
I agree.
Anyway, yeah. Guys, we've had a lot of fun today, and we've talked a little bit about the sausages, the brats, the smoking, the grilling. The do's and don'ts with pork, I want to talk just briefly about that. Do I bring my pork up to temperature, like room temperature, like we talked about with beef, or not?
If you're going to marinate it, no. I wouldn't worry about it getting exactly to room temperature. If it's a little less, it's okay. The biggest thing is, if you're marinating something, don't reuse the marinade, and don't oversalt it.
Okay.
Those are the two tips. Yeah.
Yeah, and what you mean by overuse the marinade is, don't cook it off as a sauce to serve with the meat, because you put raw product in there. The marinade did its job.
Exactly.
It's done.
Exactly.
Okay? It's done. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about seafood and some fish, and see what it's all about when we grill that, because you know what? A lot of people are afraid of that. I hear that they overcook it a lot, and between Chaz and Bob here, we're gonna give you some tips. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's gonna get fishy in here. Stick with us. We'll be back.
That I'm proud to be an American, where it means my